Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson says other organizations bring in experts to help with group dynamics, so why not the court?
Anytime you have a group of people working together, there are bound to be stresses, there are bound to be tensions.
Tensions did arise during last Thursday's open administrative conference. At one point, Justice Patience Rogensack accused the chief of trying to pick a fight, and Rogensack and Justice Michael Gableman later said the chief needed to evaluate her leadership style. Chief Justice Abrahamson said she made the proposals in order to restore public confidence in the Supreme Court after a high-profile altercation took place between two justices this summer. But UW Green Bay political science professor Tim Dale says he doesn't think public confidence will be restored simply by bringing in a group dynamics expert.
I think for it to be effective, there has to be a long-term commitment on the part of the justices to have more of the even-tempered exchanges, even where they disagree. And I think only if that happens, whatever it is that brings about that change, will the image of the court improve.
Dale says he thinks the justices should go on tour with each other and speak at public forums, answering questions about state law, the Constitution, and how they reach their decisions.
I think things like that would help to improve the image, where people are seeing them have disagreements with each other without those disagreements escalating to the level of personal attack.
The justices will likely vote on whether to hire the expert at their next open conference at the end of the month. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.